Davis Radio Theater Flyby.
Now we take you to the field headquarters of the 93rd Marine Battalion near the Romalia oil fields in Iraq, where General Crassus Cassius Cashflow from Strategic Command will be addressing the men of Charlie Company of the 93rd Battalion.
Stand easy, men. I just want to say how delighted I am to see that we have secured these precious and lucrative oil wells, the capture of which you were instrumental in supporting. I mean, God, what a magnificent field of oil wells. Breathtaking, isn't it? I'd have jumped in with you, but I had pressing business with my stockbroker. Thank God for cell phones, huh? And it's crazy trying to talk over a satellite link up with everybody shooting and yelling, you know. So I guess I missed all the fun. But you guys have no idea what a simple tactical action like this can do to the stock market. If you're looking at the right stocks. Oh yeah. I tell you boys, the minute I heard we were ready to make this grab for the Romalia oil fields, I said to myself, Crassus, you know where to put your money now. This is a magnificent day, gentlemen. What's wrong? You all seem so down in the mouth.
Sir?
Yeah, who are you?
Corporal Serena Erodis. Sir, I'm from the logistical unit. I just got here with the water truck. Permission to speak freely, sir?
Permission granted, soldier.
Sir, I think we're all a little shaken up about the Marine who was killed out here today.
Huh? What? Oh, I see. You're all feeling pretty bad about the one guy in the advanced unit who got killed. Yeah, I understand. But look, guys, you are men. Marines, okay? We lost one guy. That's one guy. And now we are standing on billions of barrels of oil. Do you people have any idea how much oil is right here under our feet? Any idea? Okay, we lost one brave, dedicated 12 Marine. But imagine, billions and billions of barrels of oil.
Is that why we're here?
What? No, that's not why we're here. Cripes. We're here because of, it was in all the briefings, you know, the things, the really bad things.
Weapons of mass destruction?
Bingo, exactly. Imagine if a regime like the one in Baghdad decides to use those kinds of weapons. Chemical weapons, anthrax, nuclear weapons. Imagine the impact that could have on the world oil market. Gentlemen, we're here because of Saddam Hussein, a madman. So unstable, he actually nationalized the Iraqi oil industry. But what's more, he signed exclusive contracts with French oil companies.
Actually, sir, oil production was nationalized under Ahmad Hassan al-Bashir back in 1972.
Well, he never unnationalized it, did he? And I'm right about those damn French oil companies, aren't I?
I really don't know about that, sir.
You didn't notice how obstructive the French have been? Also, as I understand it, Saddam Hussein has done some really bad human rights stuff. And people who worried about that kind of stuff have been upset with him for many years. In any case, gentlemen, thanks to your efforts, some good old American companies can really get in here now and start to make some money. For those of you who own shares in the right companies, there's a lot of money to be made. Now, as I say, I just bought another $400,000 worth of stock in my favorite oil conglomerate, and I know I'll be making a killing once we get our new regime in Baghdad and they're ready to do business. What is it? You all look so glum. You know a gloomy Gus doesn't win a war.
Sir?
Corporal?
Well, sir, I don't know about these other guys, but I don't own an oil company, and I don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest in one. I just know that some of our guys got killed out here. And what about all these Iraqi soldiers getting killed? They got families, too.
Well, they're the enemy, aren't they? And it might not be the politically correct thing to say, but it is our job to kill them, okay? The fact is, we lost one guy. That's one guy. And look at all the money we're making.
Sir?
Like I said, these are good old American companies, owned and run by Americans, for the most part. Most of the substantial stockholders are Americans, for the most part, as far as I can tell. And it's not just oil companies, gentlemen. Betchel Group, the Flower Corp, Lewis Burger Group, Parsons Corp, Halliburton, of course, as infrastructure engineering firms. They're all be coming in here now to rebuild this sorry little beat-up country, and they're going to make buku bucks doing it. And our federal government is going to be handing out huge amounts of cash to these companies. After all, these companies spent a hell of a lot of money in campaign contributions last time, so this administration is going to make damn sure these companies get what they want out of this. And if any of you have investments in these companies, you'll make money from this, I promise you. Then there's Kellogg, Brown, and Root. Wherever the damn Iraqis start oil well fires, Kellogg, Brown, and Root will be paid handsomely to fight those fires. They're once again a subsidiary of Halliburton Oil. As you know, that's Vice President Dick Cheney's old company. They still give him $1 million every year in deferred compensation since he left as CEO, so he always looks after old Halliburton. If you look at the stock value today, it's just gone through the roof. Well, maybe I've gotten off the subject here, gentlemen, but my point is that any lives lost here are not wasted. Look at all the money being made just by regular defense contractors. The people who made all these bombs and tanks and APCs and trucks and Humvees and helicopters and all these great new high-tech gadgets you're loaded down with. It's all money in the bank for our fellow Americans. Furthermore, when we get back stateside, the administration and Congress will have instituted a new and unprecedented round of tax cuts for us. $706 billion. If you have an income of $1 million, you save $90,000 in taxes. Even if you only make $200,000, you save $12,000.
But, sir, we don't make $200,000.
But, of course, if you make, say, $40,000 or $50,000, sure, the percentage drops way down, so you only save $380. And if you're making only, say, $30,000 or $25,000, or anything less than that, well, then you don't really get much of anything, I guess.
Well, where will all the money come from for all this tax cutting?
Oh, you know, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid cuts and funding for roads and infrastructure, increased state and local taxes, you know, whatever.
Don't state and local taxes put more of the tax burden on lower and middle-income Americans?
This is silly. Why are we having an argument about taxes out here on the oil field? Battlefield. I'm here to congratulate you men on a job well done and point out that we have sustained absolutely minimal casualties. Furthermore, I would point out that as the combat thus far has not been particularly traumatic, we doubt that many of you will suffer serious emotional problems, let alone, say, to return stateside as walking time bombs, ready to go off unexpectedly on psychotic killing sprees, like that guy in Virginia or Maryland who used to be a sharpshooter.
Come on, sir. You mean while we're out here risking our lives? Back home, the President and Congress are purposefully bankrupting the government just so rich people can have even more money?
Look, lady, Corporal, you're not even in a combat unit. You're a frickin' truck driver. Second, if you're career military, then why are you worried about Social Security? You'll get your pension.
Big tax cuts for the rich?
Big tax cuts for those who have achieved great wealth. See, we reward achievement. That's the American way. All right? That's kind of what we're fighting for here. That didn't... weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, I thought there was something else.
Now, I'm the general and you're the corporal, so just shut up and let me talk. I'm just getting to the good part. Now, once you have your out-of-country tax shelter set up,
You have been listening to an address by General Crassus Cassius Cashflow from Strategic Command to the men of Charlie Company of the 93rd Battalion at the field headquarters of the 93rd Marine Battalion at the Ramalia oil fields in Iraq.